benchmarking is in like
like determining where you're at, like if you have like a goal basically. So it's like, I don't know, is that right?
In a sense, yes. Also, benchmarking business wise is basically comparing yourself to the competition. So when you benchmark, okay. you kind of like see what the competition is doing, and
yeah, that makes sense. So it's like analyzing other companies to get a sense at what's happening out there in
exactly.
the world of technology or sales or whatever.
Exactly. So that's okay. that's basically benchmarking. Have you ever worked in the corporate world, Erin?
No, I haven't.
Is that something that would interest you, or you would say, no way, forget it?
I guess I would be curious to have the experience, and to maybe like make a lot of money in a short amount of time to then use that money to invest. But no, I'm not really super interested in the corporate world personally. I'm more into, yeah, nonprofits and like public service.
Okay. Interesting. What would the phrasal verb go through with something, or go through something? And what would be the difference between going through, you know, like, yeah, you were able to go through with that, and then, oh, he's going through blah, blah, blah. What does that mean, and what would be the difference?
Yeah, if you're going through something, it means that you're dealing with something. So right now during COVID, a lot of people are going through hard financial times. So it means that you're dealing with something, you're facing something, it's negative, it's like an obstacle or a challenge. So if you're going through something, going through a hard time, and to go through with something or to follow through with something is to accomplish something and to do something. So if you said you were going to go canoeing and you went through with it, if you go through with it, it means that you did go canoeing.
Okay. What would you say it's a game changer?
A game changer is something that changes the game, which means that it's like if something was going from point A to B, and it was going really slow, a game changer could make you be able to go faster, or it could change point B into a point C instead. So a game changer is something that can either be really influential in a positive way to what you're doing, or really negative, and just it just messes everything up, or it makes everything easier and better.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it comes from sports, probably. Maybe you're winning and they suddenly tie and score against you. Well, yeah, that definitely is a game changer. You thought you had it in the bag, and then something, it definitely changes your game plan. What about getting a kick out of something?
Getting a kick out of something means that you think something is funny.
All right. What, have you been watching a lot of movies and TV, or not really?
Not really. I just watched the Michael Jordan documentary series on Netflix. It's like a 10-part, I think it's the 10 for 10, like ESPN series, but it's on Netflix. So I've been watching that. It took me like 3 weeks to watch that, actually.
All right. What's the name of it?
The Last Dance.
Okay. Is it good?
Yeah, it was done really well. I would definitely recommend it if you're interested in like the culture in the U.S. around basketball and how the culture is now. That really happened with Michael Jordan and his team, the Chicago Bulls. Like, they really did that. They changed the culture of basketball, and how it's like a pop culture thing now too. Like, you might never watch a basketball game, but you still know players' names and you wear their shoes and stuff. So,
okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm pretty sure you're a Celtic fan.
Yeah, Celtics. Yeah,
the Boston Celtics. I remember when I was in the States, Larry Bird still used to play, so he was a legend.
Yeah, Larry Bird. Everyone knows his name here, definitely. Yeah.
Is he still alive?
I don't know if he's still alive. Probably. He's probably old. I know he was a coach. Yeah, I feel like I would know if he was dead, so I think he's not dead.
Yeah. Now, to hit the bullseye, what would that mean?
To hit the bullseye means to accomplish something perfectly. Or like it's like hitting the nail on the head. So it's like doing something exactly as it should be, like a perfect thing.
Okay. And when was the last time, when was the last, I mean, there's one idiom that it's hard, it says it's hard to call. Can you explain a little bit what does that mean when something is hard to call? And I mean, it comes from sports, but what would be the application of it in real life nowadays?
Yeah, so when something's hard to call, it's like hard to say. So for example, I play kickball with my friends, and sometimes it's hard to call if if the ball went foul or not. So was it on the line? Was it outside of the line or inside of the line? Hard to call. And then in life, sometimes if you're just not sure about a decision or what somebody did, you could say like it might be hard to call, like or hard to say, like did that person do the right thing or did they do the wrong thing or did you do the right thing or should you text this person or not text that person? Sometimes it's just hard to know stuff sometimes when maybe there's no right answer, I guess, in life. That's when it's
Yeah.
hard to call.
It's hard to make a decision.
Yeah, too close to call.
Close to call as well. Yeah, I guess when you have, I don't know, well, just to put it in context of Latin America, if you have especially Colombia, if you have two very strong football teams and you don't know which one's gonna win the game, it's hard to call. You know, it's difficult to make, yeah, it's difficult to make that call. And it's
Yeah.
also when you make a good decision, or when you everyone says, hey, yeah, good call, good call. That's a good call.
Yeah,
No.
good call. Yeah.
That's a good one. Now, just to wrap up, when you are in deep water, what does that mean?
Yeah, when you're in deep water, it kind of means it's like you're kind of in trouble. Like maybe you're like alone, maybe you're not sure what to do, or maybe you've made some bad decisions and now you're in deep water. It's going to be harder for you to get back to where you're supposed to be.
Okay, so yeah, it's like you're basically in trouble
Yeah, like out in the ocean in a rip tide. Yeah, you're not
when
coming back.
What about jumping the gun? What would that expression mean?
Yeah, when you jump the gun, it means you do something too soon or you do something before you should have. So literally jumping the gun, like back in the day to start a race, people would shoot off a gun and
Yes.
then the athletes would run. So if you jump the gun, it means you started running before the gun was shot. So you did something too soon. You should have waited a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's like yeah, some people, I don't know, I guess they're not patient enough and they just jump the gun.
Yeah.
Now, with COVID and the fact that it's a global pandemic and basically this is happening everywhere in the world, so it doesn't matter, you have no matter where you have friends, they're all basically going through the same thing. We're all basically staying in our house. We all have this feeling right now that we thought this was going to be a 2 month thing, and now we're like kind of like accepting, well, maybe we're just going to spend Christmas in our house, you know, it's one of those things. But some people are arguing that COVID is actually leveled the playing field. So why would level the playing field mean, and do you actually agree with that?
Leveling the playing field means that everyone has an equal opportunity to access the same things. And I think it's too soon to know if COVID has leveled the playing field. Generally speaking, I would say no, because if I think so far it's showing that the playing field has not been level, it is not level. And now we're seeing people in financial situations that are really scary. So while, yes, now we're all stuck at home, and now if we want to learn during this time, maybe YouTube is the only way to learn. So in that sense, we're all being forced to learn on YouTube, or it's showing that you can get an education apparently through a screen and through videos. And I hope that, yeah, that will help continue the argument that a degree might not like have as much strength as it used to, because yeah, you can learn on your own. So I'm hoping it will level the playing field for education in that sense, but I don't think that COVID has truly leveled the playing field for everybody globally, not as of yet.
Yeah, I guess if we were to say something, it's actually the opposite. Yeah, the poor are becoming poorer, and I mean we're still a long way from actually dealing with the economic consequences of COVID, but let's hope it's not. I mean, hopefully we'll survive and then we'll survive again.
Yeah. I think it's really cute, I guess, how naive we were and still are, and we'll realize that we were still, like, when we're like, oh, 2 months, oh, Christmas, oh, like, it just seems like every, because we can only handle so much, so we're like, okay, like, when it first started, in, like, March, really, when it got really, really, like, you know, happening, I was like, okay, well, my birthday's the end of May, so, like, I won't have a COVID birthday, and it's like, my birthday was a COVID birthday, of course, and now it's August. So, and I remember thinking, okay, well, 2021, and it's like, no, probably not. And now it's like, okay, Christmas. Yeah. So I think we're in for a long journey with this. And I think you're right that we haven't seen the economic fallout yet. And I feel really lucky to be in a good financial situation and to be in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't think that we're really aware of exactly how it's affecting so many people in a really negative way. People who can't work, can't buy food.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a very, very complex situation. One thing, I think the word acquaintance, what would be an acquaintance? Because people here in Colombia, they don't know the difference, but there is, I mean.
Yeah, so an acquaintance is someone that you know, so it's not someone that's as close to you as a friend would be. So an acquaintance is someone that you met through a friend maybe, or someone that you see at the coffee shop a lot, but you don't actually like hang out with them. An acquaintance, someone that you've been introduced to or someone that you've met, but you're not quite friends yet. You could become friends or not. You could be acquaintances forever.
Or yeah, maybe at a cocktail party or something, you know, there are people who just meet you're not really friends. You're just talking banter. You know, and then of course there's always maybe your wife or something like, who's that person? Oh, it's just an acquaintance.
You know? Right. Yeah. Oh, I don't know them.
I don't really know them. They're not my friends. I've never seen them. You're not doing good. Excellent.
Muchas gracias por estar en Aprende Idiomas con The Language Coach, un espacio para aprender todo sobre idiomas, inglés, español, francés, portugués, polaco.